Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the club's current European ban. The club will learn on Monday whether their appeal against a two-year ban from European club competitions has been successful. City appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport after UEFA's Club Financial Control Body issued the ban in February. The CFCB ruled the club had committed serious breaches of UEFA's financial fair play regulations between 2012 and 2016. They were also fined €30 million. City immediately signalled their intention to appeal. They believe the CFCB was not independent and ended up being distrustful of it, partly due to the amount of secretive information the club felt was leaked to the media. They are adamant that they consider an independent judiciary will clear them. Interviews in Europe, and if you missed it on Friday, City will face Lyon or Juventus in the Champions League if they hold on to their first leg advantage over Real Madrid. City hold a 2-1 lead after the first leg of their last 16 tie, which was played before the tournament was suspended because of coronavirus. The quarterfinals, semis and final will be held over 12 days in Portugal. In terms of the team news ahead of the game against Brighton, City's boss Pep Guardiola is likely to rotate his squad and make changes to the side that beat Newcastle. Sergio Aguero, though, continues his rehabilitation after knee surgery. And into news with the team's performances and where they want to finish up. And Guardiola says the main domestic target is to finish second, and it's more important than anything, including winning the FA Cup. City have emerged as English football's dominant force since Guardiola's arrival in 2016. They've won 8 trophies in total, of course, including 2 Premier League titles, but Liverpool have managed to beat them to this year's crown. But Guardiola insists it's very, very important they finish as runners-up. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.